Whether we like it or not, money plays a big role in our lives. But in all the time we have to spend thinking about it, how much of that thought is put into how the money actually looks? Well, it's never too late. We're going to do that right now.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. U.S. paper currency is so ubiquitous that to really look at its graphic design with fresh eyes requires deliberate and focused attention. So pull out a greenback from your wallet and just really take it in. All the fonts, the busy filigree, the micro patterns. It's just dreadful.
From a pure designer's point of view, that's tough because it is a little bit subjective, but
it's horrible. There's like 8 fonts on this thing.
Typographically, graphically, symbolically, if it had never been designed before and someone was to submit that as a solution, I think they would just sort of throw it out.
That's Richard Smith. He runs a contest called the Dollar Redesign Project.
It's become a classic, like classics do, through time. Its awkwardness from a design point of view has kind of been superseded by its symbolicness.
U.S. currency has changed very little over time. In the 20th century, it barely changed at all. But this is not the case in other countries. And because their currencies have been updated, they include some striking design innovations. Case in point, Australia.
Let me introduce a masterpiece of Australian design and technology. Australia's new $5 plastic note.
I'm really proud of our money. I have absolutely no idea why I'm so proud of it, but I really am.
That's Tristan Cook, and you're about to hear why he's so proud. Tristan and Tom Nelson are user-centered designers, and they run a blog called Humans in Design. Tristan is Australian, Tom is American, but Tom went to school in Australia for a couple years, and the money there made a big impression on him.
The money is plastic, and they're all different sizes, and they're colorful.
At first, these changes were disconcerting.
It all just looked like toy money to me.
But after Tom's initial shock, he began to appreciate all the different design characteristics of Australian currency that make it, at least from his point of view, better than U.S. currency. The first is color.
$5 is sort of a lavender. $10 is blue with a little bit of a green stripe in it. $20 is...
When you look at the ways that you can tell the differences between things, generally it's called coding. That's the very simple human factors term for it. And you code through things like size, shape, feel, and color. So in Australian money, we have ours coded primarily by color.
Which, in some ways, is a better index because it doesn't require knowledge of who's on the bill. It only requires recognition of a color.
Color is so strongly coded that most Australians don't seem to know who is on each denomination. Number 2, size.
The bills are also different sizes as well, so they feel different in your hand.
Sometimes when I've got a bit of cash in my pocket, I can tell the difference between a $5 note and a $20 note because of the feel.
I would say that it's about a centimeter difference between each denomination.
And both these characteristics relate to the most egregious problem with American money. Uniform color and size make U.S. bills very hard on the visually impaired. And changing these is not just better for the blind, it's better for everyone.
You can see whether you've got a 5, a 10, a 20, or a 50 from the top of your wallet.
Another innovation, composition.
It's a thin sheet of plastic.
The polymer notes were developed primarily to combat counterfeiting.
You can actually put it through the washing machine and it'll be fine.
These plastic notes cost more, but they last longer.
They tend to last 4 times longer than fibrous paper notes.
So you get notes in Australia that are 20 years old, and they pretty much just look the same.
When I first learned about these innovations, I think I zeroed in on the central problem of U.S. currency, and that is that our bills are treated like artifacts, not a piece of living technology. So when the greenback was forced to evolve, primarily to combat counterfeiting, they chose to cram all these modern fonts and generic American imagery shimmering in the background of the old design. And the result is an anachronistic jumble, and not a beautiful designed object.